Hello. I haven't done an audio booth for like 1.5 years, probably. I can't remember how long I have to talk. I just thought I might have something to say today. I don't know. First of all, I want to say about if anyone didn't watch Wonders of the Universe by Brian Cox, oh my God, buy the DVD, buy the book. I've only read one chapter of the book, and I now know what the speed of light is. It's like 299. It's just under 300 million meters per second. I think that's right. Just under. It's like 299. And then I found out why the sky is blue and all about how rainbows are like reflected light or diffracted light. It's just like amazing. It makes science. I wish he was like my science teacher, because maybe when I was like 14, 15, I might have been listening to this sort of stuff, because it's actually truly amazing. And so I've learned, like, I've only like a little bit way through the book, because like when I watched the series, I've got a very slow, like, bad attention span. So if I'm watching a program, my mind will start wandering off, and I'll be like, "Oh my God, what did he say? I'm not really understanding that." But anyone, I would advise buy the book. It's truly amazing. It really shows you what time and light, and it is amazing. Okay, so I just had to get that out of the way. And today I went to the dentist. Now, I haven't been to the dentist in like 5 years. And I went to the dentist down here because my last dentist was in London. And so I went up and I was like, "Oh God, what's going to happen?" But anyway, so I sat down and obviously got my teeth checked. And the dentist was just like, "It's like, you're my dream. You're like my dream patient." Now, it's like, I kind of looked at it as like, now, if a dentist dream patient, that must mean someone that's going to make him a lot of money. So I obviously must need a load of fillings and I must have right skanky teeth. That's first that came into my mind. And I was really worried. I was like, "Oh no, why am I your dream patient?" He was like, "No, you're just like, your teeth are perfect. Like, what, And I'm 33 and I haven't had any fillings." And he says, "Your oral hygiene is, amazing." And so I came out and I was like, well, happy. And I was like, "Oh yeah, it's all right." It was worth paying that £17 just to like get in a good mood, I suppose. But then I just had to go and get, so anyway, I came back and I've got like these old glasses that I wear, that I've actually worn for like 6 years, but I've had the frame that the lenses replaced. And now they're all like scratched up and everything. And so my other ones, my kind of like the ones I wear at home, they need adjusting because they keep falling off my face and everything. So I went into Vision Express just to get them adjusted, and so they fit me and they don't fall off, and I can walk around wearing them. And I was just like amazed at how many like cool glasses there are out at the moment. Fashion changes, do you know what I mean? Like when I was like, God, I've worn glasses since I was like 4 or 5. And oh my God, all my school photos, I've had these massive, like round glasses that literally taken up half my face. And then, like, the fashion goes on and then they get smaller and smaller. But now, glasses are actually getting back bigger and bigger. Not as big as probably what I wore when I was like 15. No, I'm sure they'll never get that sad. But anyway, so I was just like, while they were like altering my glasses to make them fit me, I was just like kind of running around trying on all the Chanel and all the like. Anyway, I don't know what happened then, if that still came about. Anyway, I found these glasses and they were like £106. And hang on, someone's at my door at the moment while I'm speaking. So they were £106. I was quoted £700 for this pair of glasses. It was like, what, the frame's 160. I know I'm like really blind. I'm like -8. Yeah, I'm really blind. So they've got to be thinned like loads. But like £700.